Some D.C. students say they are unfairly issued dress code violations for their clothing choices in the classroom. It's led to harsher punishments for African-American girls, and now, according to a new report, it's also sparked student protest. WAMU's race and identity reporter Sasha Ann Simons has more.
The National Women's Law Center looked at dress codes at D.C. public and charter high schools. Of the 29 schools studied, most required a uniform. They regulated the length of skirts and shorts, or mentioned something about the tightness of clothing. Several schools also banned head wraps and hats. Study co-author Nia Evans says it's inspired students to demand a say in dress code policies.
We've seen students really take this issue and run with it. We've seen them push their schools to improve their policies. We've seen parents ask for dress code task forces so that the community can weigh into this issue.
Evan says though some schools have responded to the call, many students are still struggling to be heard. For WAMU, I'm Sasha Ann Simons.